You know, Yael, it takes very specific conditions to produce deposits of mineral ores that can be mined. The conditions happen in what geologists call zones of cementation. First, the water in the ground needs to contain dissolved metals. The dissolved metals need to react with other elements, such as sulfur, to form solid mineral deposits. Geologists think that chemical processes like this formed most of the mineral deposits on Earth.
Yes, Don, but there's an important factor that these traditional theories don't take into account.
What's that, Yael?
Biologists now know that the whole ecosystems of microbial life thrive deep underground. They're beginning to understand the role that this deep biosphere of microbes plays in subterranean chemistry. This might include a central role in the formation of mineral deposits.
Really? What's the evidence?
In 2019, a team of Spanish and American researchers published an argument that bacteria control the deposition of copper ore at a major deposit in Spain. The researchers discovered that the cementation zone of this deposit is full of microbial life. There isn't much oxygen underground, and so many of these bacteria instead use sulfur-containing compounds to extract chemical energy from their food. The researchers argue that this biological process produces the chemical conditions needed to form copper ore deposits, where purely chemical processes couldn't do so. Their microscopic images of rock samples show that bacterial communities are closely intertwined with deposits of copper in the cementation zone.
If this is true, it would tell us that life plays a much larger role in shaping Earth's crust than we thought.
This moment of science comes from Indiana University. I'm Yael Cassander.
And I'm Don Glass.